T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Used to dream of outer space, but now they're laughing out the face, saying, wake up, you need to make money.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So my son Drew comes to me yesterday. He's my 9-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, Dad, can I have a Stanley?
Oh, no.
And I'm like, first off, you are months too late.
Right.
I said, I'm pretty sure that fad is almost over with.
That ship has sailed.
Don't you think so? I don't hear about Stanley Cups as much as I used to.
Definitely not as much as we used to.
No. I said, first, it's not as popular anymore. You don't need one. But then he's like, half of my class has one. Half of my class, everybody in my class, well, half of my class has a Stanley. And I'm like, I sincerely doubt that. Whenever my kids say that so-and-so has one or half the class or everybody in my class has one, I don't believe them. They're
exaggerating. Everything is an exaggeration at that age.
They're totally exaggerating. I mean, this kid loses water bottles, just regular $5 water bottles that we give him for sports. Like,
right.
I'm going to get this kid a Stanley.
No, it's not happening. What? How much are they? $45?
Yeah, I think so, at least, right?
And according to you, they leak.
They do.
So that's not what you want.
If you leave a little bit of liquid in them, and you're leaving work and you put them back in your backpack, it will stain your clothes.
Yeah, not what you want out of a $45 water bottle.
But your niece wants one, right? Your niece was asking for one,
yeah,
or is she over
there
now?
She always wants one, but she wants everything that she sees on the internet.
Yeah.
She didn't get one.
I think we can keep the Stanleys out of school.
She got a knockoff. Just get them a knockoff. Tell them it's a Stanley. Get a little piece of tape. Write Stanley on it. Tape it on the cup. They won't know the difference.
I'm sure the teachers wouldn't appreciate having them in class either. I mean, these are gigantic.
They're gigantic. The kids probably mess around with them the whole time.
You could use them as a weapon in the class.
Right?
Yeah. I'm keeping the Stanley out of the school.
Yeah. Don't give one to your son.
I am denying that request from Drew.
That, or what you do is you say, you have to pay for it yourself, and you pay for it yourself by doing your chores, which means get to cleaning out all the wrappers underneath your bed that I found this weekend.
Yeah, now you're thinking.
I'm going to be a great parent someday.
Oh, you'll do better than me. For sure. If you stick to those rules.
Right. Stick to my guns.
You're going to do way better than I am, because I am a pushover.
Are you?
A huge pushover.
Well, then we'll see how long it takes for him to get that Stanley. I'll bet by the end of the month he's got one.
No, he's not getting one.
That's where you draw the line?
I'm going to be staunch on this one.
Okay.
Anything that costs me money, I'm going to say no.
Okay.
Benson Boone. I love this song from Benson Boone. This is Beautiful Things. Q104. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, we are the Q Morning Show. Good morning. See, I like to, in the past, I've always thought that I share everything with Paula.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any secrets from her. And then I realized that sometimes that can backfire on me because I told her that you were leaving the show next
and
week.
She told your mom.
She told my sister,
oh,
and told
my
mom. And it's like, whoa, that was a secret. It's not supposed to get out there yet.
Right.
So it can backfire. And then I found this list of 10 things that you should not share with your partner. It would be oversharing.
Okay. So keeping a secret, withholding information, my first thought was you should not tell your partner if you're planning them a surprise birthday party.
Okay, that's a very specific thing, which is not on this list.
Okay, so I'll be the judge of the rest of them.
Would you call that a little white lie?
Yeah.
We'll put that in the little white lie category, because that is on this list.
Okay.
Sometimes little white lies. Do you agree? Little white lies in a relationship sometimes?
Yes, but I think it also depends on your definition of a little white lie. My definition is the surprise party.
Surprise party, good.
Right.
That would be... a good thing that you can put in that category. Other things on this list, resentment from ages ago. So I guess if you're in a long-term relationship and something happened like 15 years ago and they bring it up in a conversation, you're supposed to have moved past that. So if you have resentment, you should not either don't share it, or you guys need to work that out, because
you have to share it in order to work it out, right?
Yeah. It clearly wasn't resolved a long time ago.
Okay, so I don't agree with that one.
Financial secrets.
No.
See, I don't agree either. Financial secrets. Now, we've heard from people who have called this show. What was the lady a few weeks ago who has the...
The feet thing.
Yeah. She has a feet account where she is selling pictures of her feet online.
Right.
And at the time, she had like $16,000 in an account, and her husband had no idea.
Yeah, we're not here for that.
But according to this list, that's something that you shouldn't share. That would be oversharing. Every insecurity. So I guess you shouldn't share every insecurity with your spouse. Open communication is good, but sharing every single insecurity do you have? Or do you have any problem with sharing every insecurity with David? Are there insecurities that he does not know about that you have?
I don't think so. I mean, we don't like sit down and talk about them at length, but like if I'm feeling insecure about something, I will tell him.
Okay, but there's nothing that you're holding from him right now.
I don't think so.
Nitpicky criticisms is on this list.
That I agree with.
Now I
don't do that.
I have in the past felt like Paula can be a little nitpicky.
Right.
I think that now that I'm used to it, it doesn't bother me as much. But,
okay.
But yeah, you're supposed to watch out for that. Watch out for nitpicky criticisms. Doubts about the future. Sharing doubts about the future.
No, you have to talk about this kind of stuff. Not if it's like doubts in your relationship, you can't be like, hey, I think we're going to be divorced in 5 years.
Right.
But you can be like, hey, this is a problem that might affect our future. How do we fix it now?
Okay.
These people are telling you to suppress all of your relationship problems, and I do not agree with them.
All right. Let's see what you think about this one. That you hate their friends.
You can tell them that you dislike their friends. Hate is a strong word. You should never hate anybody. But I have had a couple of David's friends in the past that I wasn't the biggest fan of. He knows that I wasn't the biggest fan of them. But it wasn't, I would never would give him like an ultimatum.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, Paula has no problem telling me that she doesn't like a friend of mine. She's had no issue in the past, and she currently has no issue with
that. Okay, well, I try to get along with everybody. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but I've never had somebody that I, like, would not stand to be around.
Okay, so here are the top two. Again, these are things that would be considered oversharing with your partner.
Okay.
That are on this list. Let's see how you feel about these top two. How your partner stacks up to your ex.
Yeah, that's weird.
That's something you should not share then, right?
But also your significant other that you're married to should be better than your ex. I mean, I don't say that to David all the time, but he knows. Like,
you know,
David is a major upgrade from my ex, who was not very nice to me.
You know, Aaron would never say that to me or something like that. Or
yeah.
Aaron never did it that way.
No, don't do that.
Yeah, that's bad. And the last thing, and I don't think anybody can disagree with this, if you have fantasies about other people, don't share that.
Yeah, we're probably not going to share it.
So that at least the top two on this list is something that we can agree on.
Okay, yeah, we'll agree on those ones.
All right, let's get into Hash It Out this morning. So we have an engaged couple coming to us, and they're not going to be engaged for too much longer. They're getting married in 2 months.
Oh, I thought you meant they were breaking up. Okay, so they are still getting married.
I don't think they're going to break up over this, but they are fighting over this.
Okay.
And they have come to our show for our help to hash it out. Meet Julia and Tim on Hash It Out next on the Q Morning Show.
We'll be back faster than the cars drive on 77. Q104.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now the Q Morning Show. Morgan and Bill, we're going to hash it out this morning. Julia and Tim. Now, Julia and Tim are engaged, Morgan.
Okay.
Now, Morgan is married.
I am married.
In a way, it's kind of like you are engaged because you're planning a wedding.
Yeah, wedding 2.0.
So maybe their issue is something that you've experienced and you can weigh in on.
Okay.
Let's bring in Julia first. Tim is here. Tim is going to hear everything that Julia says, and he's going to be able to respond in a second. But Julia, you're up first. What's going on between you and Tim, your fiance?
Oh, hey. So, okay, we're getting married in May.
Well, congratulations, first of all.
Thank you. Thanks. This is really exciting. So we've planned to have a combo bachelor and bachelorette party coming up next month. Basically, it's like the bridal party is getting together to have dinner, and then we're going to split into two groups and do our separate thing.
Okay.
And then our parents are invited, right? Both of our parents are invited.
Okay.
This is where we have the issue. Okay, so my dad wants to tag along with Tim, you know, and his friends to go to the bachelor party aspect of the evening, and Tim is like adamant that he does not want my dad going.
Okay. And
because
is it because Tim has already given you an advanced preview of everything that's happening on the bachelor party?
I mean, not exactly. Like I get it. Like I know the kind of things that go on, and also like knowing Tim's best man, I kind of don't want to know all the details.
All right.
But also like I trust Tim, so I'm not, like, really worried about it, and I don't want to stress about it, but it does kind of bother me that he's being so stubborn about not letting my dad go. Like, is the stuff really going to be that bad?
Interesting dilemma here.
Right.
Do you have any follow-up questions for Julia?
I don't. I do already have an opinion, but I want to hear from Tim first.
Okay. Tim, you're in the hot seat.
Yeah, look, I just want to say I have no clue what's going to happen either. I swear.
You have no clue what's going to happen at the bachelor party?
No idea. I don't know what to expect. My friend Eric, he's planning the whole night, taking my cue from him. But he flat out told me, hey, it's your father-in-law. But, you know, if it were me, I wouldn't want him there. So I just, it's my friend. He's planning it. I just think I better play it safe. I don't want him there. I don't want my father-in-law there.
But, like, why? You're just, it's like you're a bunch of guys just doing guy stuff, and my dad is a guy, so, like, why? What's the big deal if he's there?
I just don't get why you care if your dad is there or not. Like, I'm assuming if he comes, there's going to be so many awkward situations. Like, he's going to be watching some girl dancing in front of us with a G-string or whatever. I don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, now the details of the bachelor party are coming out.
I mean, my dad is just trying to, like, build a relationship with you. Like, he's just trying to make you feel like part of the family. And like, whatever. If there's someone in a G-string, like, if that's what you guys want to do, like, it's what you're going to do. But, like, I still expect you to be on, like, good behavior and, like, not do anything you shouldn't. And like, or do anything that you can't do in front of my dad, you know?
Julia, it's a bachelor party, and it's so weird for him to be there. It's so weird. Even the conversations are going to be awkward. He's 25 years older than us. Think about that.
No, I think you're the one that's making it weird. Like, who? Like, do you think my dad has never, like, done partying in his life or whatever? I mean, come on. Like, be real about it.
Be real about what? His partying? Of course he's partied. And we're not, and we won't do certain things, but your dad is going to be a buzzkill. Like, my, My friends are going to be thinking like, oh, he's here on purpose to spy on us.
Like, oh, my God.
I just need you to realize how dumb of an idea this is, Julia. Like,
that's ridiculous. I think your friends need to get over themselves. Because, like, I don't know, all this pushback, it's just like, it's making me feel like, You guys have stuff planned that like you shouldn't be doing, and that's why you can't have my dad there.
Okay, you guys, we're gonna stop you right there. We do not want you fighting 2 months before your wedding.
Right.
So we are going to take your case. Hash it out. Phones are open now, 216-474-0104. I have to say, I think I'm on Tim's side here. I don't think the father-in-law should go to the bachelor party.
It's complicated, though. It's complicated.
You think it's complicated?
Yeah. I mean, Julia's dad was not born yesterday. I think he knows that they're not going to, you know, have a quiet night out on the town.
But Julia said, this is an opportunity for you to bond with my dad.
Well, no, we shouldn't put that on the table. Not at the bachelor party.
That shouldn't be happening.
No.
216-474-0104. Your thoughts about the future father-in-law being invited to the bachelor party. Hash it out next, Q104. Q104, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Hash it out. Are we going to have a good debate here on Hash It Out?
I think so.
I have not had a chance to look at the text yet. Sometimes that gives me an indicator on where people are going on this, what side they're going to take. Julia and Tim are engaged to be married, getting married in 2 months. The bachelor parties and the bachelorette party is scheduled for next month. They're doing some kind of like a dual thing where they have dinner and then everybody goes their separate ways, the boys and the girls. And Julia's dad wants to go on the bachelor party. Mm-hmm. Julia wants her dad to go on the bachelor party.
And Tim does not.
He's very uncomfortable with it.
Right.
Now, we don't know the details of exactly what is planned on the bachelor party. I think that we can figure it out. I mean, we're all
adults here.
Yeah, we're familiar with the concept, I believe. Let's go to Curtis in North Royalton. Curtis, let's say your father-in-law wanted to attend the bachelor party. What would your attitude be about that?
First off, love what y'all do. Thank you for entertaining us in the morning. But I would definitely say, if it could be a even split between guys and girls, I would want to have, if involved in my life, I would want to have my father there as well. But the flip side would be, okay, well then my mother and your mother have to be a part of the bachelorette party.
That's what I was wondering. If the tables were turned, would that be happening? Or is that happening?
I'm guessing the bachelorette party isn't going to be as wild. If Julia wouldn't have a problem with it. And first, and what Curtis just said there about the father-in-law is one thing. Like, I wouldn't want my dad to be on the bachelor party either.
Right.
I wouldn't want the future father-in-law.
But I know people that do it, which is why I'm kind of confused.
Ramona in Concord. Now, you went to a bachelor party where the mother-in-law was in attendance. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how did that go?
It was awkward for everybody. So both the bride's mom and the soon-to-be mother-in-law attended, and the bride's mom was fine. She went along with all the parties and everything, but the mother-in-law was awkward and prude and tried to not get us to do stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that is awkward.
What happened, though, on the bachelorette party? Was it just everyone sitting down and having dinner and then...
Clearly not.
Scrapbooking?
We were in New Orleans.
Okay.
Say no more.
All right. So I get what you're saying there. Yeah, it goes both ways.
Yeah.
Is what Ramona is saying. Let's see. Joyce is in Bellevue. Joyce, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here on Julia's father-in-law tagging along on the bachelor party with Tim?
I don't have a problem with it because he may be older, but he's been younger. He knows what goes on there. So if he wants to go, then he wants to go because he knows what's going to be going on there.
Yeah, I don't think that we're going to shock the father-in-law.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the issue. I don't think he's going to be surprised by anything he sees that night. I think the issue is with Tim and how comfortable he is with his future father-in-law.
Yeah.
Being out with him and his friends on that night.
I think I agree with this text that just came in the most. Mm-hmm. It says, regardless of anything else, it should always be up to the groom who he invites to his bachelor party. Hard stop. End of story. I agree.
I agree with that, too. Is that what you were going to say on the...
I mean, I was just trying to see it from the other side because I do know of people who have had their parents at their bachelorette or their bachelor party. So I feel like it's just more normal in some families, depending on, you know, what you do with the bachelor or the bachelorette, you know, how open you were with your parents growing up. I think it all just depends on the family dynamic. But what makes this situation more difficult is that it's the in-law. It's not his dad. It's not, you know, something that they're used to. So I think I agree. I think it has to be whatever the groom is comfortable with because it's his bachelor party.
I am going to lean with into what you're saying right now. It's been hard for me to relate to this. I didn't even have a bachelor party when I got married. And even if I did, I don't think it would have been your traditional bachelor party, which, by the way, I think is...
Kind of,
at least for me, kind of outdated. Maybe that's because I'm older now and more.
No, I agree.
And more mature. But
I agree.
Like, even if one of my friends was having a bachelor party in 2 weeks, depending on what it is, I might not want to go.
Right.
Like, if we're going to a strip club, I might skip out on that night. You know, if it's, I think bachelor parties should be guys doing a golf trip or something like that.
And in today's day and age, a lot of them are. So, I just, at the end of the day, we just got another text. It honestly depends on the current relationship between Tim and his father-in-law, which is, I think it's true.
Bottom line, Julia, I think you got to find something else for your dad to do that night.
Yeah, find another bonding experience to do together on a different night.
The Q Morning Show, it's Q104.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now Morgan and Bill, thank you for choosing us this morning. We are the Q Morning Show. Battle of the Burbs is on the way right around 7:50. And a chance to win Olivia Rodrigo tickets for this Friday night in Columbus. So that is on the way. About 45 minutes ago, Morgan, and this is when we were off air, she's like, I watched the most messed up documentary last night. And I'm like, wait, hold up. Don't say anything else.
Yeah, that was literally the conversation.
Because last night I also got a text from a friend of mine who said, you have to watch Quiet on the Set. It's on HBO Max. Is that the documentary you watched last night?
It ruined me. It has ruined me. I went to bed feeling sick. I woke up feeling sick.
Did it just drop last night or two nights ago?
No, it's come out like in episodes, but I believe now the entirety of it is out. And so I binged it. But I watched it on Hulu. I know there's a bunch of different platforms that you can watch it on. It's an ID documentary. So you can watch it on Hulu. I think Amazon or Prime Video. I think what one did you just say?
It's on Max.
Yeah, Max. Oh, my gosh. I'm not okay. I'm not okay.
So this, and I've heard enough about it where I'm going to stay away from it.
Yeah.
Especially my text exchange with my friend last night. It just sounds too real to me. So here's what it's about. It's called Quiet on Set, The Dark Side of Kids TV. And it has to do with this guy named Dan Schneider. Was he the executive producer?
He was the creator of a bunch of really popular Nickelodeon shows. All That, The Amanda Show, iCarly, Victorious, Zoe 101, Drake and Josh. If you grew up watching Nickelodeon, these were all Dan Schneider shows.
And he is accused of allowing toxic workplace conditions, tormenting the cast and crew. And I don't think he is directly implicated in this, but he was at least in charge when the coach and Drake Bell, the sexual assault incident, which is in the news right now. So he was at least, that was under his purview.
Right.
Was that included in the documentary, that those allegations about Drake Bell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. That was the part that I think has messed me up the most. I mean, they get into it. Oh, I feel like my childhood has been ripped from me. Knowing what all these kids had to go through, it'll bring you to tears. I am messed up after watching it.
And I think with me, documentaries like this, like when I was single and when I didn't have kids, I think that I would watch this and it would affect me in a different way.
Yeah.
Now that I have kids, I think I just watch things differently.
Oh, I'm sure.
I don't think I can handle this documentary.
No, I don't think you could either. I couldn't stay away from it just because it was so intriguing to me, because I grew up with these kids in these shows. And it's like, you just look back on it and it breaks your heart, truly.
Well, thank you for watching it so you can at least put out that warning.
Yes.
Again, the show is called Quiet on Set. If you don't want your night ruined.
If you don't want your childhood ruined, because I can't.
Yeah, avoid that documentary. All right, on to happier things. Battle of the Burbs and a chance to win Olivia Rodrigo tickets. That's next.
In Northeast Ohio, we proudly rep our suburbs. But there can be only one winner in the land. Battle of the Burbs on the Q Morning Show.
It is brought to you by Self.Inc. Our players today. Erin is up first. She is in Brunswick, a graduate of Northwest High School. Erin, good morning.
Good morning.
You're going to be taking on Liz in Avon Lake, a graduate of Scott High School in Kentucky. Liz, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good luck, ladies.
All right. Erin, Liz, your name is your buzzer. So if you think you know it, say your name and then I'll give you the cue to answer. Olivia Rodrigo tickets on the line if you win today. So here we go with question number one. What color is Big Bird on Sesame Street?
Erin.
Liz.
Erin?
Yellow.
Yellow is correct. Question number two. What is the longest bone in the human body?
Erin.
I heard Liz.
Femur.
The femur is correct. We're tied 1-1. Question number three. Which country are you visiting if you are looking at the Taj Mahal?
Erin. Liz.
I heard Erin by
too.
A hair.
India
is correct. Okay, Erin, you can win with this. Liz, you could tie to stay in the game. How old is Olivia Rodrigo?
Liz.
Liz?
22.
Not 22. Erin, do you have a guess?
I don't know, 24.
She's 21. 21. Okay, so we are at question number five. Erin still leads 2-1, so Liz, you could tie with this, or if you miss it, or if Erin gets it right, Erin, you will win. Question number five. Which Disney animated film features the song Under the Sea?
Erin.
Liz.
Erin for the win.
Little Mermaid.
The Little Mermaid is right. You did it, Erin. All these close battles this week, all five questions.
I know, you both played so well. Congratulations, Erin.
They're excited.
You are going to Columbus on Friday night for Olivia Rodrigo.
Yay! My dog's going to be so excited.
Oh.
Love it.
Excited. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Good morning. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, The Q Morning Show. I was going to say that we haven't really heard any updates on Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift lately.
They've been laying low.
Yeah, you would think so, because football season is over for Travis, and he just won the Super Bowl. It's time to relax a little bit. And Taylor Swift is on a little break because the Eras Tour doesn't kick off again until May. Of course, the new album comes out next month, but all she really needs to do is promote that. She doesn't really need to do anything, to be honest with you.
No, she doesn't.
The album just needs to drop on April 19th, and I think everybody else will do what they're supposed to do. But then you say Travis said he's not content with just lying low and relaxing.
He might have a new job opportunity on the table.
And what would that be?
Hosting a reboot. Hosting maybe a favorite reboot when it comes to game shows.
A game show? He's going to host a game show?
Yeah. Do you want to guess?
Host a game show. Okay, so what's come back? Password just came back. It's not Family Feud. Steve Harvey's got a control over that. $25,000 pyramid.
No, not $25,000 pyramid. I don't think you can name another game show in
Joker's
five
Wild.
Seconds. Okay, good for you. I would have said like Whammy. Remember that show?
Was Whammy the name of the show?
What was the name of the show?
I want to say that Whammy was a part of Joker's Wild, but I'm not actually.
No, I don't think
Whammy
so.
Whammy was a game show?
Yeah. Whammy game show. Press Your Luck. That's what it was called. Yes. No. Okay. The show that Travis Kelce is thinking about hosting is Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
That makes sense to me.
Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Do you remember the theme song? Grab a pencil and a piece of paper. That's the only part I remember.
I don't.
I didn't even know I had that in my brain. It just came out of my mouth.
I was never a big Jeff Foxworthy fan, so I think that kept me away from watching that show.
He hosted it from 2007 till 2011.
Okay. I think that's a good opportunity for Travis Kelce.
A good career shift.
I really do. I totally see him doing that.
Yeah, he hasn't been shy really about wanting to get into Hollywood. You know, last year he hosted Saturday Night Live, and at the time he said that he didn't know he was going to enjoy scripted comedy or that entire entertainment world as much as he did. So I feel like this is a good little door opener for him.
Could Jason be a part of it as well? I could see both of them somehow being involved in this show.
I would love Jason Kelce to go on The Traitors, the next season of The Traitors. I think he would be so good. He would be so good.
All right.
Okay,
well,
so there you go.
Say,
I said it.
Oh, there you go. Again,
I say it more than you, I feel like, these days.
I'm the only one on the show that's being fined, though, for saying there you go.
So, I know, but it's like one of those things where they say the more you hang out with somebody, the more they start to rub off on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's clearly very obviously happening to me.
Yeah, well, you've managed to fix that, though.
Have I?
Yeah, because you're not going to be hanging out with me for much longer.
That's true. Way to bring the mood down.
So I hear anyway.
Yeah.
Let's get into this next, because I think this is another great relationship question to get into. There's a reason why we're getting into it. Do you care if someone flirts openly with your SO? We'll get into that next. The Q Morning Show. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now, Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. Good morning. Do you care? Does it bother you if someone flirts with your SO? Why are we getting into this? They were talking about this on the Today Show yesterday.
Jenna said that she sometimes likes when women flirt with her husband, Henry. And Hoda was like, what? You do? And she was like, yeah, it adds a little spark to the marriage.
So strange women flirting with Jenna's husband?
I mean, maybe not strange women.
I meant strangers. Strangers.
Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. So she said, sometimes I like it when people flirt with Henry because I'm very secure in our relationship and it's a confidence booster for her. She's like, I'm like, baby girl still got it. Like, my man can still get flirted with, but he still chooses to be with me. Now, she does say that it's a very small amount of flirting that she finds attractive and that her husband wouldn't do it a lot. Obviously, there's a line that doesn't need to be crossed. But I found that to be very interesting and thought-provoking.
So Jenna's not worried about the intentions of these women?
No.
For instance, I could see a woman saying, you know what? I am going to steal Jenna Bush's husband from her. That's a challenge.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it.
I guess.
She's not worried about it? Okay, so what about for you and David?
If a woman flirted with David in front of me, she should hold her breath and count to 10 because it's going to end very bad for her.
Oh, really? You are not secure then?
Well, I am secure. Like, I am secure in David. David would never do anything like that. But it's just, I find it to be disrespectful. If a woman does that in front of me, I'm like, ew, who are you? And what are you doing here?
Okay. I'm thinking about it. I will tell you this. When we first started dating, when we were first together in our early years, because it did happen, and I can think of a specific moment where someone was openly flirting with my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and it really, really bothered me. Now I don't think it would bother me as much. And it does happen because my wife works in a job where she interacts with a lot of people, and she does get hit on. I mean, she does have a lot of guys flirt with her.
Right.
And she tells me about it, and it doesn't really bother me now.
Oh, I would contemplate murder.
Really?
Yeah. But maybe it's because I'm so early into my marriage.
The longer you're together. My wife is on the line right now. We could ask her, honey, how would you feel if there was someone that was openly flirting with me in public? I don't think that was necessary at all.
Right. She's like, don't think I need to worry about it.
Clearly she's not worried. All right. 216-474-0104. What do you think? Do you care if your SO is, I just confused my question. All right. Do you care if someone is openly flirting with your SO? That's what we want to know. Your calls next. Dua Lipa, it's Q104, 90s, 2000s, now Morgan and Bill. Do you care if someone is flirting with your SO?
Yes.
May in Cleveland. May, good morning.
Good morning.
May, do you care if that happens, and does that happen?
So I guess it would just depend, because like there's those trends on TikTok where it's like the girl's like, oh, my boyfriend's here, and then it cuts to all of her friends putting makeup on. So, like, if it's my friends, no, I don't think that's okay. And you like how the dudes are always like, oh, my girl best friend from when I was a kid, if she's flirting with him, no, absolutely not okay. But if it comes up to something like some random person in public is like, oh, I like your hair, your eyes are pretty, that's cool. But if they continue, then, yeah, it's a little disrespectful.
Okay. Let me just unpack a few things that you said. Okay, so if it's a perfect stranger, that's okay, and it's flattering to him and to you.
Yeah.
Now, do your friends flirt with your partner?
No, my friends are taken. That's, okay. And I like that.
Yeah. You hang out with a bunch of couples.
But
it's different, you're saying, if the person is close to you. Because you feel like that is where the boundary gets crossed.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, they know that, like, me and that person are in a relationship. Why? Like, you shouldn't be flirting with him in the first place type of thing.
Okay, that's interesting.
Or if they have history, like you said.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, if there's history.
Murder.
Exactly. Murder.
All right.
9-foot hole is already dug in my backyard.
We're kidding, by the way, people. We're kidding, by the way.
Gotcha, May. Okay, well, you've got a lucky guy there. He's you're very protective of him, and I appreciate that.
Oh, it's vice versa as well.
Thank you, May. All right. Well, glad I understand the rules now. There's different levels of it. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Good morning. Teddy Swims. It's Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. Morgan and Bill, the Q Morning Show. So there's a story out of Mississippi this morning. It says that beekeepers were kept busy. This happened on Sunday on a stretch of highway in Mississippi. A truck carrying bees and their hives overturned, releasing the swarm.
Oh, no. That is my worst fear.
Which part? Driving a truck carrying bees or just being the car that's right directly behind the truck that's carrying bees?
All the above.
Okay. Like, in what scenario would you be driving a truck?
I don't know, but I don't want to find out.
That has bees and beehives in it.
I don't want to find out.
So this happened at night. And the hives had, they covered the hives in tarps, so the bees stayed calm and stayed put. I'm glad someone knew to do that, because I would not know to do that.
No.
Like, oh, let's keep these bees calm. We'll put tarps over them. The ones that did escape were quickly collected, because they called the beekeepers.
Thank God for the beekeepers.
The beekeepers were on speed dial. I had it. Bees are my, I think, my number one.
My biggest fear is
bees. It's always been bees.
Growing up, it has been bees for me. Now that I'm older, not so much, but.
Or wasps. Or
yeah.
What did I have in my backyard this past summer? The
yellow jackets.
Yeah, the yellow jackets in my backyard. I'm so afraid. And I remember in Arizona, there was this swarm of bees that was hovering on the corner of my house, like the right corner of my house. Now, it was an area of my house that wasn't used that often. Like, there wasn't a driveway there. It was just, you know, the side of your house that nobody really goes over there. It's just the corner of the house. But there's this huge swarm of bees just buzzing right there. And I called the exterminator, and they're like, there's nothing we can do. I'm like, what do you mean?
Nothing.
Like, what are you telling me there's nothing you can do? And they said the bees are looking for a place to set up a hive. And they will either choose your house and then we can do something if they set up the hive, or they're going to move on. And I'm like, okay, what can I do to help them move on? The bees. I'd like them to move on to another house. And they're like, well, you can make a lot of noise over there. And I'm like, okay. So I went into the room of where, right next to the corner of that house. And I just started like banging on the walls, just like this, because that's what he told me. He said, if it's not a nice, quiet place for the bees will fly away. And they eventually did.
Well, there you go.
So if that ever, again, you are not being fine.
But I think I need to start fine.
I'm going to start fining you.
Because I am the there you go problem, not you. I'm the problem.
I'm going to start finding you, and I'm going to keep the money.
Oh my goodness!
For
what
myself.
Is going on? Twice in 30 minutes? That's insane.
It's not a problem.
That's insane.
You're fine. Meghan Trainor tickets on the way this morning after 9. The Q Morning Show.
Cleveland is waking up with the Q Morning Show. Q104.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.